Hey, it's Volunteer Appreciation Day. I'm sitting here with Barb Gall. Barb, a lot of people know you from the Norfolk County Fair and Horse Show, the stuff you've done there. Can we just start off, how did that all get started, you working with the fair?
Well, probably when I was a good little girl, my mom would let me ride on the merry-go-round. So I've been good ever since. My mother was a seamstress, and she taught me how to use my fingers. And my first entry was in the needlework, and I won a ribbon. But my goal was in the plants and flowers, and I took over from Bob Landon. He left it with me, and my goal was to upgrade classes and everything. So I worked with, in the summertime, I worked with the little ones at Elgin School and got them to grow a garden, and the incentive was to come back and enter in the fair, which they did. They won a lot of awards through the summer show that we had through the Horticulture Society, and then the incentive was to come to Norfolk County Fair, and they had to keep moving me from areas in the fair because I kept growing. And my next incentive at the fair was to have a professional design class, which I worked in designing and landscaping and stuff like that. So
going back to Elgin there, why is it so important for you to give these life lessons to the youth?
Well, as of today, like, there's a Stuart that's in Port Over, and if I saw him, he would always remark, being at Elgin School, learning to put two flowers together. And same with the neighbor kids, you know, like, I would take them when I had flowers and teach them that there were heaven, man, and earth. That meant more to me. And, you know, they were so proud, and always maybe let them take one home. But that was their heaven, man, and earth.
Now, you do something that's quite unique, too. Take flower displays from funeral homes that would typically just get tossed in the garbage, and then use those flowers to go to senior homes in our community. How did that all get started?
I think taking flowers, like maybe delivering flowers there, and seeing that the family didn't want them. And so then that was my goal, was to push that through to the funeral homes, that I could do something with them, you know, like. And it was learning experience for me too, because I would break them down. I'd learn how probably they put them together, and then I'd break them down, and I'd accumulate little bud vases and saucers, you know, like, to put them in, so they're just in the table centerpiece or a bedside.
What does it mean for you to deliver those flowers?
Well, seeing a resident, like, I never had a name, it was always the flower lady, but to see the residents, and I had one for a number of years at Norview that was in a wheelchair, he would come and get maybe five or more for his girlfriends, you know, like, little things like that was meaning to me, because he couldn't get out to buy them, and they could, you know, like, and the family couldn't afford maybe to take flowers every time they visited.
Thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it.